the California Delta.
California Delta. I'll have to go look that up. I don't think I've ever flown over there. Good morning, Sue. Somebody else.
We're between the San Francisco Bay Area and Sacramento.
Oh, you're in God's country. Very nice.
We're the largest estuary in the Western Hemisphere.
Well, look at that. I just learned something new. And thank you, Sue. Somebody else was popping out when Sue was popping out. Who was that?
Hi, Carolyn. It's Marcia from Colorado.
Oh, Colorado is on the line.
And I just wanted to...
Good morning.
I wanted to let you know we had a great day yesterday. Betty Longren and Patsy Day brought in Robert and Joy Arthur for a day of training, and it was great. And we were just so thankful to have them here.
Awesome. I love hearing stuff like that, and I love Robert and Joy Arthur. Well, guys, let's just get into the call. We're in record mode. It is Wednesday. I know, because I train on Wednesday. Wednesday, July 16th, so it's hump day and the middle of the month. So hump month, does that make sense? Hump day in the middle of the month. And if you're joining us in live time, we want to say welcome. If you're calling in or listening in on podcast time, welcome. If you're tuning in on Skype or a cell phone, we would love that you would press mute so that we have a nice clear line, because we have a very special lady that I want to introduce to you this morning. And this week, we're really focusing on celebration, the art of inviting people to come. We did some role plays yesterday. Amazing, 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 because that really helps you guys learn and put into action what we're teaching here. So there's no right, there's no wrong, it's just do. This is the week you want to get into doing. And so today, I have the pleasure of introducing to this community a lady that I have long admired. I mean, I've watched her from afar, and lately I'm watching her up close and personal. And so I want to tell you a little bit about her. She is she's an amazing athlete. I've seen her pictures in, you know, the different athletes' videos. And I didn't know this about her, but she was a former goaltender for the Canadian National Ringette team. And I'll let her tell you what ringette is. Now, this may give it away. She's an accountant. She was an accountant for 15 years, and she wears the most amazing boots, and accountant boots, I don't know. She was able to resign from her corporate position at Carleton University, and this is how I know she's an accountant, because she puts it in days, not months or years. She was able to resign in less than 1,000 days at the age of 39. So before she hit 40, she was doing Isagenix full time, and then she helped retire her husband an additional 1,000 days. So that's amazing. That's a magic number, right? And this is after he served 20 years in the Canadian Armed Forces. So we're really privileged to have, you know, them as partner with us, and thankful for her husband for everything he does to keep our country safe. She's now the CEO of her own business, and listen to the name of her business, Awaken Your Extraordinary. But what she loves most about being an entrepreneur is actually not being able to wake up. No, I'm just kidding. Not having to have an alarm clock to wake up, and having the ability to design her day. And I know she's doing more than just designing her day. I've seen the beautiful home her and her husband have designed thanks to Isagenix, and it's absolutely extraordinary. It very much shows what a visionary she is. Now, for some of her awards, she was recognized in 2011 as a millionaire in action. I mean, this is somebody who's really taking action in their business. And in 2012, she was recognized as one of the women of Isagenix. She is a consistent top 100 income earner worldwide, and recently became Isagenix's 113th millionaire. So some of you may know who that is, who she is. She's married to her best friend and business partner, Jeff. They've been married for 10 years. So I would say they're still on their honeymoon. And I know they met doing kind of some adventure things. So they're always doing some adventure stuff. I see their posts and their pictures. But you know what? What I love most about her is that she just oozes love. Love for her team, love for Isagenix, love for just having fun. She's passionate, she's enthusiastic, and I always, always notice and appreciate the beautiful smile on her face, and you can tell because that smile comes through in her eyes. So I want to welcome to our call 7-star Golden Circle, 4-star Crystal Executive, Isagenix 113th millionaire, Ms. Nancy McAllister.
Hello, hello, and thank you so much, Carolyn. I'm so excited to be on the call this morning. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you perfect, and I did give you all the right numbers for the code. I just didn't put them in the right order.
It's all perfect.
Thank goodness for instant
methods. I would have never said that as an accountant, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, Nancy, you know what? We're on this call every morning, 10 o'clock, teaching this community, not just team success, but anybody who wants to tap into getting some daily inspiration, motivation, action items. So today, this week, we're focusing on celebration. So I would love it if you would take us back. You know, how long have you been in Isagenix now?
I have been in for six and a half years.
6.5 years. So take us back 6.5 years, whatever it was you attended your first celebration. Who invited you? Why did you come? And what happened?
Absolutely. I this is a good story, too, so I'd love to share it. So thank you, Carolyn, once again. Excited. And hello, everyone. I actually started Isagenix 6.5 years ago. Like many of you probably on the call, my initial goal was to lose some weight and release some weight. I did that. I was introduced to Isagenix by the beautiful Cindy Little, who was a personal trainer, and seeing some incredible results. But here's the thing. I used the products for 18 months religiously, and I had never been to an event. Fortunately for me, in Ottawa, we had Jim and Kathy Cooper coming to Toronto in November for a Super Saturday, and my upline, and Cindy and so forth, were saying, you know what, you really should go and check this out and find out a little bit more about our company and what Isagenix is all about. This is 18 months in, so, I mean, as with many of you, I became that walking billboard, and people were asking me what I was doing. So I had been signing up friends and family and kind of had accumulated a little guilt-free shopping spree, fund, I like to call it, for those boots Carolyn was talking about, and a trip fund. But, you know, I started to be more interested in what this could mean. So I went to the Super Saturday, got to meet Jim and Kathy Coover, some other trainers like Carolyn and Susan and Luna were there. And that's actually when I bought my celebration ticket. And so that just shows you that most people buy their tickets at events. And I just got really excited about what the possibility was. And so I bought my ticket. And this was in November. And so as many of you know, celebration doesn't happen until August. And so 10 months later, I still remember, you know, the anticipation of going to this event, because at that point, my sponsor wasn't going, because both of us were just really excited about the products at that point and getting excited. But, you know, she was still with her gym and working full time doing that. So I decided to take this leap of faith and go. And I still remember being a little nervous about that. So many of you might be thinking, okay, I'm going to this and this is my first event. And, you know, should I be doing this? You know, can I afford it? And all of those ideas went through my head. But I trusted in the fact that, you know what, I bought that ticket for a reason. And, you know, I got excited about going for a reason. So off I went. I dragged a friend out with me, and I went to my first celebration. And that was 5 years ago today, August type of thing. So
Can I jump in here as you're telling your celebration story? So it was November, you bought your ticket. And this is for an event 10 months later, and you took one friend with you. How many tickets did you buy? One, two, three? Because they typically sell them in groups of three.
Do you know what? At the time, I'm going to say I bought one ticket.
Okay, so that's cool. And so now, walk us through what's going on. So it's November, you buy this ticket. What's happening between that event and celebration that you decided, okay, you're coming? Because a lot of people buy their tickets and then they kind of back out because they lose that, the motivation, the inspiration that they heard at the event. So what happened to you in that time frame, and who was that person that you invited to go with you?
Yeah, so you know what? I mean, obviously I've been to an event now, and so my belief in the products, in, you know, the industry, the profession, because I had never done network marketing before. I didn't have an entrepreneurial bone in my body. So I had been introduced to concepts about leverage and residual income. And so I started from that event, you know, reading books like Robert Kiyosaki's books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, The Business of the 21st Century. So as you can imagine, with that, I got more excited about my business. So I started sharing it more, and so my business started to grow. I started to, you know, build a team, but I was still very new to me, and being an accountant, being very conservative, I'll admit that I was still, you know, doing this very gradually and at a comfortable place for me. And so going to Celebration was really stepping out of my comfort zone, absolutely. One of my girlfriends who was signed up under me, Dawn, is the person that I literally said, you know what, Dawn, like, come with me. I've got a room. You know, she had won a free ticket through our team as well, because our team, you know, and our sponsors and Cindy and Danny were doing events throughout the year, and she had won a ticket. And so I'm like, let's do this together. Let's go. And that's who I brought with me to my first event.
Awesome. And so so I'll let you continue on the story.
All right. Thank you. What happened over those 3 days, I mean, it's hard to describe unless you've been there. Let me try in so many words. Not only are you introduced to this amazing company, the leaders who are leading the way, the co-founders who I had met, you know, previously in November, but you're introduced to this amazing community of people. Your belief in the products, your belief in the profession, in the compensation plan, because you're seeing people who are successful in all walks of life, you know, from corporate, from professionals, you know, to moms, you know, to dads, everything, you know. And back then, you know, there's still a wide range in terms of age, you know, younger people, older people, everyone being able to do this. And you just got to hear so many success stories. But more than that, for me, it was just, you know what, I can do this. And I got really excited, because at that point in my life, as Carolyn mentioned in my introduction, you know, Jeffrey as a soldier was away a lot. I'd left my team sports at that point. You know, I'd hung up my skates, and I kind of left that community, that team environment. And when I walked into this room of, you know, at that point it was about 6,000 people, I just felt something I hadn't felt in a really long time. And I just really got excited for the first time in a really long time. And so at Carlton, they actually do a self-funded leave where you can kind of set aside your pay, a third of your pay for 2 years, and then in the third year, you actually take a year off and you pay yourself. And when I left Celebration, I told myself, this is what I'm going to do. You know what? I'm going to set aside pay so that in 2 years, I could take a year off, work Isogenics full-time, and if it's where I want to be at that point, you know, I'm going to do this full-time. I'm not going to go back. But the best part is a year later, I was already replacing my full-time income as an accountant after 10 years, and decided to resign at that point because I had found what I was going to do and why I was put here. And I was really, really excited. So that event, Celebration, was a catalyst for all of that.
Mm. Okay. So I'm going to jump in here now. That, what you experienced, I don't think we can give that to people. That's something that they have to be in the room to, because whoever invited you or told you to go, they probably didn't know that about you, that this was a part of your life that mm-hmm. maybe, you know, you didn't even realize you were missing, and you found it, that community, that culture, that excitement. And so, you know, I tell people, I can't possibly explain to you all the things that you're going to get out of being in the room besides the obvious, like you said, the leaders, the learning. It's the experience, right? So you went to your first Celebration. You came back. You get into action. You make some decisions about your future because you saw potential at Celebration because people are, you know, earning all of this money and talking about their time freedom. So let's jump into, because you've got an amazing team now. You do some fun things at Celebration. I'm always watching you and thinking, oh, why didn't I think of that? So for the people on the call here who maybe are hesitating and saying, oh, you know, I talked to my team member, or I talked to so-and-so, and they really don't have the money, or they just don't see it. What, you know, using this podcast, what could you say to help people who are, you know, new? Because you've been in 18 months, and so I'm curious what Cindy and Danny and Jay said to you to actually get you to come to the event in November. And then you saw something that you bought a celebration ticket. So how can we help folks on the line who are on the fence or who actually bought a ticket and now are humming and hawing and saying, well, maybe next year?
Okay, absolutely. I'd love to. And I love how you touched on, you know, we can't really explain what it's like to be there. And I think a lot of people borrow our belief in the beginning, but when they go to an event, then they have that belief from within. And so if you're here on the call as a leader, just know that your team, you know, when they're borrowing belief from you, that's awesome because they're trusting you. And they're seeing you're inspiring them. But when that belief is from within them, then they become unstoppable. And that's really mm-hmm. what you want on your team. The one thing that I like to tell the team is that the people that are at events are going to build their business a lot faster than the people that aren't. And I think, you know, the stats would be staggering if we had that information. I know for me, I went into that event without a rank, really. I mean, it would have been considered what we have now as consultant. And literally a week after that event, I was a director, and 2 months after that event, I was an executive. So just know that going to that event is going to help you rank advance your team, which is the most important thing as leaders, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so, sorry, were you going to say something, Carolyn?
No, go ahead.
Okay, awesome. So I just wanted to touch on those 2 points because, you know, sharing my story helps to see. In terms of celebration, you know, I think the biggest thing is sometimes we make it more complicated than it needs to be. Just this week alone, I have had 2 people that I've said to, you know, are you coming to celebration? Oh my gosh, it's going to be the absolute best event of the year. And they're like, well, you know, my sponsor has mentioned it to me. And I'm like, well, no, like you really want to be there. And so I did a 3-way call yesterday, just as an example. And talking to this woman, oh my God, she's absolutely amazing. She gets the vision. She owns her own business. She sees this as her exit strategy from that. She knows she can impact more people. So everything was there, the belief and everything. And I said to her, you know, Branka, you have to be at this event. Leaders are going to be at this event. You will learn in 3 days what could take you a year to learn, you know, on your own, you know, or even through our systems, right? It's all right there. And so I said, what is keeping you from that event? She's like, well, you know, I've got to sort out a babysitter and, you know, can I justify it, you know, to my family? And I said, okay, well, look, what if we set some goals to become manager, to become director? Your bonuses alone will help you cover your flight. You know, we have tickets in within our team discounted. We know we can get people grouped up in a hotel room, like all together, you know, so that the cost is minimal. So she's like, okay. You know, give me a week. I'm going to talk to my family. I'm going to see if I can get a sitter. So now she's, you know, setting the intention to go. I had another girlfriend on my team say, you know, I have someone in California. I'm going to meet with her while I'm at Celebration. And I'm like, well, why don't you get her to come? And she's like, well, she's not signed up. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Get her to come to the event. She'll get signed up. And so think of it as, you know, have you really asked everybody on your team, like the people on your team and the people on your team, you know, your leaders' teams, have they really asked people, like, hey, you know what, have you thought about coming to Celebration? You know, San Diego is a beautiful place. People are looking for opportunities to travel. Some people haven't been on a vacation probably in a year or 5 years. So talk to them, get them excited about this, and make it where it's feasible. I know for the first 5 years in my business, I shared a room with 3 other girls. You know, so we're 4 girls in a room, or you're 2 couples in a room, or you're 4 guys in a room. You know, you're helping, you know, the best investment you can make within your team is to get them a celebration ticket. I truly think it's the best investment that you can make as a business owner is to invest in your team and getting them to celebration. In the beginning, several of us would carpool and drive to Syracuse to get cheaper flights. So there's options there. And so does that help a little bit, Carolyn?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I think what happens is we set limiting beliefs for other people based on kind of where we think that they're at, right? And I know I've been doing these kinds of calls this week where I've, you know, mentioned to a few people, so I go through my leaders and I say, okay, tell me who in your team is coming to celebration. Because a lot of people, it's just not top of mind because thinking, well, I'm just going to go and, you know, because my team leader told me. And they're not, it's not filtering down, you know, to their team. So this is where I'm using this week and telling people to listen to this call and say, okay, who in your team is actually doing something? And are they coming to celebration? And when they say no, I say, okay, get me on the phone with them so that I can cast the vision, because the new members of your team may not be able to speak with the same posture and confidence that, Nancy, you're speaking like and I'm speaking like. So, you know, use your upline, use your crossline. It doesn't even have to be someone who's financially linked to you. In fact, sometimes I've used people who are not financially linked to me so that other people in my team can hear, look, I'm not saying this because I need you to be there, right? This is for you. So let's walk, you know, like you do some fun things at celebration. So when did you, you know, when did you get the idea? Like, okay, your first year you came with one person, and then your second year, I mean, I kept those stats. Just I'm learning from people like you, but thank goodness I have a husband who's got that financial figure and tracking. So, you know, my first year I went with three gals, so we were four of us. And then the next year it was 12, and then the next year it was like double that, and then it just went bananas, right? So what, you know, as you gathered your team, year two, year three, year four, you're doing some fun things at celebration. So how tell us what you're doing, and what could the people who are new on the team, and maybe they, you know, they may not have the kind of incomes that you and I have, but you know, we all did some funky things, and I posted in the CEO group and a couple of other places, Susan and I, when, you know, I went to the first event with Susan, she had her champagne cocktail party. I mean, now there's like 300 people. We were barely 12. So what are some of the things that, you know, you started to do to generate some interest?
Okay, awesome. Love this. So, of course, I think what you mentioned, you know, when it comes to business-minded people, you're talking about the benefits they're going to get. But then realizing that most of the people who are on your team, you know, at this point, it might be more about community. It might be more about, you know, having some fun. And I like to make every event an experience. And so don't just talk to them about, okay, this is a business meeting. You have to be there. You know, this is a group, you know, this is an event where there'll be 10,000 people. We're in beautiful San Diego. It's going to be fun. And some of the things that I did, Carolyn, early on was, because I wanted to get people there, is I would do things like rent a condo, which, you know, might be too late to do at this point for San Diego, but I'd rent a condo and then I'd say, okay, I've got enough room for 8 people. Who wants to join me? And I didn't pay for everyone. I mean, that's, you know, so these are things that you can do that don't cost money. But what you're doing is you're organizing it where now you have 8 people coming together. It actually often was cheaper than getting a hotel room. But it just brings this community and these girls being together, that kind of stuff. You know, I did that for one condo with 8 people, I think, my first year. And then, you know, I rented in Phoenix. It was a house because nobody goes to Phoenix in the summer. So this house was, you know, really, really cheap to rent. We were 25 girls in this house. I had an Olympic-sized pool, a mini putt in the backyard, which was the only place you could hang out in the middle of Phoenix in the summer. But it was so much fun. And then I would organize like a dinner at the mansion, is what we called it. And, you know, I would invite the other, you know, team members that were in the hotel to come. And it really made it easy for me to get everybody together, which is also a really important part of celebration. So regardless of whether your team is 5 people or, you know, 10 people or 50 people, if you can try to get people together so that people get to know each other and build that sense of community where you have friendships outside of yourself within the team, so that when people are, you know, heading into that room of 10,000 people, there's other people that they've met and they've connected with that they can go with. And that could be, you know, doing a gratitude walk in the morning before the event, saying, you know what, at 7 o'clock, we're going to meet. We're going to go for, you know, a lovely gratitude walk for 30, 35 minutes, then give everyone enough time to go have a quick shower and meet up again before going into the convention center. These are amazing opportunities for people to get to know each other, to hear other stories, to feel that they can relate to other people in that room, because it can be a little overwhelming for people in the beginning.
Yeah, especially new people.
Yeah. I like to do a lot of that stuff at the front end because I want those relationships and those connections to be made before the event, because I don't want people going in there, you know, not knowing a lot of people, not feeling connected and a part of the community.
Right.
And so if you can organize a walk, you know, something we did in Phoenix is we organized a hike. So depending on where the locations are. But even, you know, and something else I've done is, you know, every hotel has a lobby to be able to say, you know what, 8 o'clock on Friday night or 8 o'clock on Saturday night, let's meet in the lobby bar, you know, at this time, you know, just connect, you know, to have a drink or just, you know, that kind of thing. So then, you know, whoever can make it, you know, whoever's arrived at that point, you know, the flights have come in, they have somewhere to go, so they don't feel lost and, you know, unconnected up until they walk into that room. You know, let's meet at 8 o'clock, you get 10, you get your 10 people, your 50 people, however large your team is together, your two, whatever that is, you get to chit-chat, you connect, you make plans to meet the next day, you know, to walk into the event together. Little things like that will make a huge difference.
And I love that because, you know, people come for the product, but they stay because of the community and the sense of belonging. And, you know, when you have a big team like yours and mine, I let people know, I make myself available. Like, this isn't my time. This is the time for me to meet the new people in our team. We do a team breakfast. I know everybody else does different things. And it's really cool to see all the team leaders breaking off and doing their own, you know, kind of events. And what's really important is to make sure, I'm not a babysitter, but to filter down to your team. Hey, make sure that your team is plugged in, that they're not just wandering around lost, not knowing what to do. So we're coming to the bottom of the hour here. So I'd like to open up the call to see if anybody has any takeaways or questions from you. And what I would love is for you to give everyone a call to action today in terms of if they've kind of given up on themselves coming to celebration, or if they have team members that they haven't as yet asked. I don't know. Like maybe you have some ideas. I'd love to, you know, put us into action today. So, Kevin, I don't know if the lines are muted or if the lines are open, but who has a takeaway or some feedback for the beautiful Nancy McAllister? What did you guys learn? The lines are open.
Hi, this is Mary Jo.
Hey, Mary Jo.
Good morning.
Hey, Mary Jo.
Good morning. I think this is so important, you know, because there are a lot of people that are part of the team, and you know, we are individual entrepreneurs working out of our home offices during the year. And this is really the one single event that, of course, is such an important event to go to, as we all know, but it really does connect us with, you know, the other members of this, of vast teams that we didn't even know were part of our, that we were part of. And I think that if you can make these pre-connections to these arrangements to do something as simple as, you know, all meeting at a particular coffee shop, even if it's just three or four people, that it doesn't have to be this wonderful thing that, of course, you have, Carolyn, and, you know, that's going on. But that's, you know, that all had started somewhere. And I think that, you know, us as individuals also have to take it, you know, the initiative to get things started. So I think that, you know, this is such a great message that you're talking about today. I can't stress it enough.
Awesome. Thank you, Mary Jo. Anybody else have a takeaway or something to share that you learned from Nancy?
Hi, this is Mercy Kirkendall.
Hi, Mercy.
And I just want to thank you guys. I just want to thank you guys very much. My cousin Hillary has been on me and on me and on me to get to celebration. And I just hit Crystal Executive last Friday. So, So we are using that money to buy our airline tickets to come to celebration. So thank you, and I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. That's exciting. I love that. And whoever it was that was on you and on you, tell her, woohoo, we're really glad that she cares so much about you that she wants you to be there. So, all right, well, let's do one more, and then I'm going to pass it over to Nancy to put you guys into action.
Hey, Nancy, it's Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hi. I just want to thank you for a great call and a great reminder of what you can do, the simple things you can do to create, you know, great team bonding and a great environment. Because, you know, for me, as my team is growing, I know people are arranging for boats and mansions and stuff like that, and I'm like, do I have to do that? Like, really, do I have to do that? Am I not going to be a good leader if I don't do extravagant things like that? So for me, the best celebration ever was in Vegas. You know, we had the best time and the best team bonding, and we did simple things. So I'm happy to hear that I can still maintain a great environment for my team and just keep it simple. So thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, that's great. I mean, you really want to work with what you enjoy doing, and simple is often better because then you'll be able to get more people, and it's more duplicatable as well, right? Like Carolyn talked about, you know, having our team members running their own things, they're going to follow suit from what you're doing, and everyone can do a gratitude walk or meet in the lobby or meet at a restaurant at a certain time and make a reservation. Absolutely. So I love that.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad that you guys are picking up some tips and, you know, share this call with some of your team members, because here's a message from, you know, some millionaires on this team. We want you to be there. Right, Nancy?
Absolutely. Everyone wants to be there. Absolutely. It's going to be the greatest event.
Let's give these guys a takeaway, get into action item today. What would you guys be all the people listening were in your team, what would you be telling them to do today?
There's two things that I would say. First of all, plan a get-together with your team. So whatever your budget is, just think of something that you can do early on to get everyone together. Whether it's a walk of beautiful Gaslamp District, meet at a cocktail hour at the lobby, plan something for you and your team, regardless of the size. And number two is know that Celebration will do their sell for the next event. At Celebration is the cheapest time that you can buy Celebration tickets for 2015. So start thinking now how many people you want on your team going to Celebration next year. And I would even start talking to your team about thinking themselves, because you can buy tickets there. And so they might want to, you know, you might want to start talking to your team and saying, who wants to be at Celebration next year? Well, how many tickets are you going to commit to? You know, rally your team so that you can buy the tickets now, and setting that intention for 2015. Because as a business owner, you want to definitely start to plan ahead. So those would be my two tips. Don't stop talking to people, because you know what? There are people that you are going to talk to between now and Celebration, or even people that are going to come into your team that are going to join you at Celebration if you continue to talk about it and be excited about it. So keep going.
Awesome. Well, guys, there you've heard it from one of Isagenix's newest millionaires, and this is a lady who always plans ahead. She knows the numbers, and she, you know, is very proactive, buys tickets for her team members, gives them away. And so get into action, you guys, and I look forward to really, you know, seeing all of you there and getting to meet some of the Health, Wealth, and Freedom participants who come on this call and listen every morning. So thank you, Nancy. We so appreciate you, and I can't wait to see you recognized on stage this year. So thanks, everybody, and have a great day.